I'm Mark Gray,
and this is Stephen Gray,
and welcome to the I Love Weight Loss podcast.
My name's Stephen Gray. Fortunately, Mark can't be with me. I've actually supposed to be doing this webinar back in Transformation Center in Bedford, but unfortunately, a couple of things have happened, so I'm having to do this elsewhere, but hopefully you'll be able to, hopefully you can hear everything I'm saying, and any questions you have will come through just fine. So that's actually one thing just to do, is if you have any questions at all, please do feel free just to write them in. There's over 100 of you on this webinar, so I may not be able to get to all your questions, but if you write them down, then I will at some stage get back to you with the answers. So, as I said, my name is Stephen Gray. I own, along with my twin brother Mark, the Double Vision Conditioning Centers, which are based in Bedford and Milton Keynes. Now, a lot of our clientele are actually men of about 42 years to 55 years old, and often their biggest desire and the reason they come to us is that they want to get rid of, well, what we typically in England call a beer belly, but obviously that's storing fat around your stomach. Now, this is actually the worst place to store body fat around as a man. As a man, there is no other place that's as bad for you to store fat. You know, if you store it on your legs, your bum, things like that, it doesn't have as detrimental effect. Basically, there is a massive link between the amount of fat you store around your stomach and with things like heart disease. Obviously, they press the fat around your stomach can press up towards your heart and can cause issues there. So that's why men are far more likely to have heart disease and die of heart attacks than women. And that's why having taken care of body fat from around your stomach is the most important thing to do. And that's why it was actually a request from a lot of clients at our transformation centers that are men. They said their biggest change they've had is losing fat from around their stomach. So they thought that that was the most valuable thing we could actually talk about on this webinar. So with that, let's begin. Now, as I said, it's the worst place to store fat on your stomach. So what's some of the things, some of the reasons people store fat around their stomach, but also some of the things we can do about it. Now, the reason I've led off with don't do steady state cardio or different sorts of classes expecting to lose fat from your stomach, that's because a lot of people, particularly a lot of clients we've met with and in the past, they've said what they used to do was just think, right, if I go for more, if I run more, if I do more cardio, then I'm going to lose fat from around my stomach. Now, this is actually very incorrect. It's a common misconception. Now, that's because what happens when you do steady state cardiovascular exercise for long periods of time is that you increase a hormone called cortisol. Now, this is the actual stress hormone, the one that actually increases stomach fat around your stomach, like fats are stored around your stomach. Now, cortisol is actually very, very related with particularly businessmen, people in business that have high stress type jobs, because obviously every time you get stressed, you produce this cortisol hormone. Now, as I've said, this hormone is not supposed to be elevated for any length of period of time. Basically, when we were Paleolithic, many, many years ago, the stresses we used to have were very short-lived. So if we were chased by a saber-toothed tiger, then yes, our cortisol would raise massively, but it would then drop because you don't get chased by a saber-toothed tiger for years and years. Like we basically do get stressed as men, particularly businessmen, we get long periods of sustained stress. I'm not saying the stress is as great as being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, but it's more than it should be. So this sustained stress level actually keeps our cortisol raised, which is one of the, if not the biggest reason that you'll find that businessmen, particularly that are under high stress jobs, or anyone that's in a high stress job, will find that they tend to store more fat around their stomach. So obviously leading off, I just sidetracked myself there and saying steady state cardio does increase some fat as well. It also increases acidity, which means that your body becomes acidic. Actually, one thing you may not realize is your body actually wants to be alkaline rather than acidic. So what it does is it takes away any takes away calcium from your bones and actually glutamine, and something's called glutamine, from your muscles, because those two things actually alkalize your body. So it does its best to try and alkalize itself. So basically it breaks down muscle and thins your bones. So that's two things you really don't want to have. And as a man, the greater amount of muscle tissue you can have is actually related to longevity. So whenever people ask what's the best way to basically increase the length of your life, healthy life at least, increasing the amount of muscle tone you have is one of the best ways. So if you're doing something that's actually going to decrease muscle tone, so like I said, as long as they say cardio does acidify you, therefore your body breaks down the muscle and the calcium to alkalize itself. But also if you're under stress for long periods of time, then your body's actually going to try and alkalize itself again by breaking down your muscle. So what you'll find is you're actually losing muscle and gaining fat, and the fat goes to your stomach, which obviously is the wrong way around. So you can actually, purely by having too much stress or doing the wrong type of exercise, you can actually find that you're gaining fat around your stomach and getting less muscle, which means that your body fat's going to go up. And body fat is one of the most important things related to health. So the lower your body fat is, the healthier you will be, the less chance risk you are at disease, certainly things like diabetes and other blood sugar related type diseases, but also heart disease and things like that are much, much more diminished. And in fact, even things like cancers are also going to be less. Now, someone's just written a question there. Can you give a definition of what steady state cardio would be? Yes, I can. Obviously going for a long jog would be steady state cardio, but basically anything where you're actually working for a longer period of time and able to go at a lower intensity. So stuff that's at a lower intensity is the best answer. So if you're on a cross trainer for 45 minutes, if you're on a bike for 45 minutes or more, if you're on a rowing machine for 45 minutes or more, because if you're going at that level of intensity that allows you to work for that long, then you're obviously not working intensely. Now the key is that you're actually working at a very low intensity for a long period of time. Your body's actually designed to do more fast-paced, shorter stuff. We're actually not designed to go running for hours and hours on end. We're actually designed to sprint and then walk. That's the way our bodies have been designed. But that's why we don't produce the levels of cortisol, sustained cortisol, and break down our muscle and bone when we do short, sharp type exercise. My point four there is that doing, so I hope that, by the way, I hope that answers your question. My point four, any more questions, keep them coming. I see a few of you writing, so I'll get to them as long as, if they're fitting in with the discussion we're having. So point number four is doing the same thing is not the answer. So that's one thing that we found when men get past their 40s towards their 50s, they tend to think that just by doing more is going to get better results. So like I said, they may do more low intensity exercise. They tend to drop their calories along with the lines that, of Weight Watchers and things like that. Again, that has a massive impact on decreasing the amount of muscle tissue that you have, which will lower your metabolism and actually increase the amount of fat you store. So don't get stuck in doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It's an Albert Einstein quote that I quite like. So then moving on to the second point. The best form of exercise for a man of 42 years plus is resistance training, if your aim is to lose weight and keep it off. Now, have you done diets before? Actually, ask about the diets, because more and more men that I'm meeting with have actually done, been kind of caught up with the whole calorie counting myth, effectively, and have found that they've actually, whilst they may have lost a little bit of weight to start with, they tend to have put it back on. Now, the reason for this is it really, really, dropping your calories has a really, really detrimental impact on damaging your metabolism. Now, this damage, fortunately, for the most part, is repairable, but further dieting is not the way to repair it. The only actual way to basically repair your metabolism, basically to increase your metabolism, because basically what's happened is that your metabolism has dropped, is to improve your body composition. So when I talk about improving your body composition, what I'm saying is that you want to have less fat but more muscle. Particularly as a man, like I said, muscle is key. And when I talk about muscle, I have people that say to me, oh, I don't want to get big like a bodybuilder. Believe me, it's very, very, very difficult to build massive amounts of muscle. When you see bodybuilders, they dedicate their life, they're eating enormous amounts of food and just dedicating their whole life to building muscle. So don't worry, if you're training 3-4 times a week with resistance work, then you're not going to, you will build muscle, which was actually going to improve your body composition. You're going to be more toned, you're going to have less body fat, but it's not going to be big, bulky, massive amounts of muscle. So believe me on that one. Now, the most effective way to actually repair a damaged metabolism is by using resistance training, because you burn a lot more calories, and you burn a lot more calories in the long run, but you'll actually increase your metabolism, which allows you to burn fat. So when people are doing long steady state exercise, they're thinking that they're burning calories, but as soon as you stop the exercise, they stop. But when you're actually using resistance training, you're building muscle, which increases your metabolism, which then allows you to burn more fat. Because basically a slow or damaged metabolism will make it impossible to lose fat. So often I've met with people that say, oh, I'm only eating one meal a day and I'm still putting on fat. How can that be? That's because your metabolism has slowed down that much. Whenever you eat anything, your body will store it and hoard it as fat, because that's the most efficient way for it to store it. Your body's very smart. It won't allow you to lose fat if it doesn't think it's going to get the right nutrients. So it'll actually store the food that you do take in as fat, because that allows it to remain safe at a time of starving. Because what you are effectively doing is starving your body. You are leaving it malnourished. So that's one of the, that's why resistance training is the number one form of exercise a man should be doing to lose body fat, lose weight, particularly around your stomach. It really helps losing subcutaneous, which is fat below and visceral fat. Visceral fat is fat around the organs, which is the most damaging type of fat. So the final point, and I know there's a lot of questions coming in, but believe me, if I don't get around to them today, then I will reply to you via email. Let's moving on. Eating the same number or type of carbohydrates that you used to will have a completely different effect on you now than when you were 32. Now, just to read that point there, one of the biggest problems when it comes to putting on weight, particularly around your waist, is you become insulin resistant. Basically, it means that every time you eat certain food, or food in general, you are far more likely to store that in your fat cells than you are your muscle cells. You are effectively insulin resistant, is what it's called. Insulin resistant actually means you're more likely to store body fat around your stomach when you do eat carbohydrates, but particularly if you're eating processed, sugary types of carbohydrate. Your hip area is actually highly correlated with the amount of sugary types of foods you have. But if you are insulin resistant, the foods that you do have are far more likely to go to that hip area. One thing actually just to note as well, that, I mean, when we talk about a beer belly, a lot of the time the reason people store so much fat when they drink a lot of beer, particularly around their stomach, is that they're intolerant to the wheat in the beer. So what, again, that does, we touched on that hormone cortisol, but that hormone gets raised when you eat foods that you're intolerant to. So if you find that you're actually intolerant to wheat or anything that's within beer, for example, then that cortisol hormone gets raised and you're going to store fat around your belly button area. Now, also you're taking in sugary types of carbohydrates. Alcohol is a sugary type of carbohydrate, effectively. So that goes directly to your hip area. So yes, beer is a very good way to put on fat around your stomach, but equally that can be true of any type of processed sugary type of carbohydrate. So you can be intolerant to it if it's a pastry or something like that. The wheat, you're intolerant to, so you raise the cortisol hormone, which is around your belly button area, and also the sugary carbs that come with it get stored on your hip area. And actually, one of the things to note is that when you eat foods, or actually when you're stressed, whenever that cortisol hormone's raised, your body doesn't like it, so what it does is it raises insulin. Having high insulin drops that cortisol hormone, but equally that then leaves you feeling really hungry for sugary foods. So have you ever wondered why when you're stressed you crave sugary foods? That's why, because your body basically raises its insulin to drop that cortisol hormone, because it doesn't like you having a high cortisol all the time. And the insulin then gets rid of any blood sugar you have, and therefore you need to replace that blood sugar. and what you're going to be craving are sugary foods. So in a time of stress, the best foods you can have are ones that will stabilize your blood sugar, such as nuts, nut butters, fibrous vegetables, which we're about to touch on now, but anything that can basically keep your blood sugar stable. Now, a couple of strategies that would be really good to increase the amount of green leafy vegetables that you eat, because that really, like I just mentioned, will massively increase the amount of fiber you have in your diet, which stabilizes your blood sugar. It'll actually massively increase the amount of nutrients you have. And actually, my brother and I just did a podcast on cancers and how actually one of the stats on cancers is that men, one out of two men in their lifetime will get cancer, which is quite a shocking thing. I didn't realize until I did more research. One in three women, the stats are for women. But the most effective way to actually help avoid those cancers, to be one of the ones that doesn't get the cancer, would be to massively increase the amount of green vegetables you have, because the antioxidants and things like that have been 100% proven to be anti-cancerous. So the latest serving size amounts would be 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Now, the one thing is actually, someone actually just very quickly wrote in, but I thought fruit wasn't good for fat loss, which is 100% true. Fruit is not great for fat loss. I'm not saying it's not a healthy food. Fruit is a healthy food. However, it is not ideal for fat loss. If you do want to eat fruit, stick to only having berries. Blueberries are brilliant. Strawberries are great. Anything that ends in berry would be very good. The reason it's good for you as a fruit is that it contains a lot more fiber than, say, bananas. Stay away from sugary fruits such as bananas and grapes and things like that. Stay to anything that ends with berry. But the most dominant thing in your diet should be green leafy vegetables. So broccoli, curly kale, spinach. Now, broccoli is actually brilliant for a man as well, because it is very good at getting rid of estrogens in your body, which actually are very much related to cancers such as prostate cancer and things like that. So if you can really, really, really increase the amount of green vegetables you have, particularly as a man, broccoli. Also, that's on a side note, storing fat around your chest, as men can do, is often related, or most likely related, to turning the testosterone you do have into estrogen. It's called aromatization. And broccoli, increasing the amount of broccoli you have, has been proven to actually decrease that aromatization. So that's very important to know. And someone's just written, are there any other places, reasons I store fat? They said they store fat on their lower body, which is actually unusual for a man, but we're seeing it more and more, as there is what we call, please don't get offended by this, female fat distribution on men. So basically, men storing fat around their bum and their legs, which again is estrogen related. Bum, legs, and chest, if you store that as a man, that means that you're turning you've got too much estrogen basically in you. So you could be turning the testosterone you do have into estrogen, or taking in too many estrogens. So make sure you're not drinking from plastic bottles, and also make sure that you are eating enough broccoli and green vegetables, because that helps you get rid of the estrogens, basically increasing the amount of good quality fiber you have. And the easiest way to do that is to make sure that on your plate of food, at least half, if not most of that plate, is full of green leafy vegetables. Basically, you are unable to overeat green leafy vegetables. It's impossible. No one ever put on body fat from eating too much broccoli or cabbage, and you can't overeat it. So believe me on that. If the one thing you get away from today's presentation is massively increase the amount of green vegetables, then I'd be very happy. One other strategy there, when we're talking particularly around body fat, around the stomach, is avoid white carbohydrates, e.g. potatoes and pastas and things like that. Now, rather eat carbohydrate sources such as sweet potatoes, and actually, as I've just really labored the point, really gone over the point about vegetables, is they are a source of carbohydrates. So you cannot, as I said, overeat them, but you're much better if you swap green leaf vegetables for the potatoes and for the pasta, and take those out completely, but really add in those green vegetables. And you're not going to be hungry because you're not having potatoes and pasta, because, like I said, the fibrous vegetables will really, really make you full up and give you loads and loads of energy and loads of nutrients as well, which is the most important thing. Now, I didn't want this presentation to go on too long. Aim for about 20 minutes. I've got quite a few questions to get through. I think I'm just going to choose probably the next one I see And then any others that we get, carry on writing them as I'm answering this question, but carry on writing them and I'll get back to you via email. Now, they've asked, what's the best thing to eat for breakfast? Now, the best thing to eat for breakfast is actually, a lot of people get confused. They think that having a, they think they're being really healthy with a bowl of oats, which to a certain extent they are, certainly if it's instead of sugar puffs. However, the best thing you can eat for breakfast is a high protein, high healthy fat breakfast. So actually as a man, the best thing you could have is a good quality grass-fed steak with some cashew nuts or some salmon with some healthy nuts. An omelette is another good way. I know a lot of people get scared off by having any sort of meat to start with, but have an omelette for breakfast, maybe about 4 eggs as a man. Don't worry about not having the yolk, have the yolk. 4 to 5 eggs would be a great amount with a few nuts, and have that for breakfast and do it that healthy form of high protein, high healthy fat for a week. And then let me know if you do not feel more energetic and you have not started to lose body fat from around your stomach, because you will. That is the most effective thing you can have for breakfast. You're going to concentrate a lot better. Your brain functions that much better. And overall, you're just going to be a lot happier doing that. So I'm actually just writing on here. You can see the slide I'm having, because I just realized I've got quite a few people asking how do I know how much body fat I have around my stomach and things like that. So I just actually had the idea that I think for the next 5 people that go to this www.clientbooking.vitrespond.com, what we have is we have a special £5,000 machine at both our Milton Keynes and Bedford Transformation Centres, where we can basically know exactly how much body fat you store around your stomach and how long, therefore, it'll work out, how long it should take to lose that amount of fat that you need to get a flat stomach in a healthy way. It'll tell us exactly how long. So basically the best way to start losing fat from your stomach is to know exactly how much fat you store around your stomach. And that way the machine will actually allow us to know how long it should take you to lose fat from your stomach area. So like I said, if you go to www.clientbooking.vitrespond.com, then there's only, I think we only really have space for no more than 5 people, because there are over 100 people on this webinar. So the first 5 go to it. Actually, I can just put a couple of emails through. A couple of you sharp people have already got onto it. So there's 3 spaces left. If you go through to that link, and then you can get one of those 2 spots that are left. 2 spots now, yes, 2 spots left. Okay, well, I really hope you enjoyed this presentation. I see there's quite a few questions that I've not been able to get to. I don't want to overrun on this webinar, but the best thing to do is I will reply to all of those questions. I'll get your email address when you write it in, so I know exactly, I can reply straight to you and I'll send the replies to you. So if you do have any more questions, keep writing them down or email us at info@doublevisionpt.com. But like I said, the best thing you can do to start losing fat from around your stomach would be to know exactly how much fat you store around your stomach now. So if you want to take part, I think I got another email just then there's 1 spot left. Go to www.clientbooking.vitrespond.com, and I look forward to meeting you. So this is Stephen Gray from the Double Vision Conditioning Centres in Bedford and Milton Keynes signing off, and I shall hope to meet you soon. Bye-bye now. Go to iloveweightloss.co.uk for our free 7-step fat loss program.